Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes constantly and you just can't seem to switch off? When you say yes to everything, even when your brain is screaming no? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're diving into a crucial topic, setting boundaries for mental health. It's not about becoming a hermit or saying no to every opportunity. It's about protecting your precious energy and ensuring you can show up as the best version of yourself. Now, why is this so important? In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with demands, work, social media, family, friends, you name it. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and like a pressure cooker about to explode. But here's the truth. Boundaries aren't selfish, they're self-care. They're essential for managing stress, preventing burnout, and fostering genuine well-being. Here are five key takeaways to remember when it comes to setting those mental health boundaries. First, identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute things you need in your life to feel happy, fulfilled, and energized? Maybe it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply having quiet time for reflection. Write these down and treat them like sacred appointments, because they are. Second, learn to say no without guilt. This is a big one, folks. It takes practice. I get it. But saying no isn't about being rude. It's about prioritizing your own needs and protecting your time and energy. Think of it this way. You can't pour from an empty cup. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and respectfully. Don't expect people to read your mind. Have open conversations with friends, family, or colleagues about what you need and what you're willing to commit to. Remember, good communication is key. Fourth, practice saying yes to yourself. This means making time for activities that bring you joy, nurturing your passions, and engaging in self-care practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. And finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time fix. It's about continually evaluating what works for you, making adjustments as needed, and staying true to yourself. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in different directions? Like there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? Picture this. You're at work. Your inbox is overflowing. A colleague needs your help with a project, and your phone keeps buzzing with notifications. Suddenly, you're stressed, overwhelmed, and feeling like you're drowning in responsibilities. Sound familiar? This is where boundaries come into play. Imagine instead that you calmly say, "I can help with that project later this afternoon," to your colleague, then close your email notifications for a focused work session. Later, when your phone buzzes again, you take a moment to assess the urgency and decide whether it truly requires your immediate attention. By setting boundaries, you reclaim control over your time and energy, reducing stress and creating space for what matters most. So, how do you apply this in your daily life? Start small. Maybe it's designating specific times for checking emails or social media, saying no to an extra commitment that drains you, or simply taking a few minutes each day for quiet reflection and mindfulness. Remember, even the smallest steps can make a big difference in your overall well-being. This isn't about becoming a recluse. It's about being intentional with your time and energy. It's about saying yes to what truly nourishes you and no to everything else that pulls you away from your core values and goals. You guys are amazing. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love and respect. It's a crucial step in taking care of your mental health and living a more fulfilling life. So go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your well-being soar. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from this message and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep chasing that dopamine high in healthy ways.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.